Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
The circus is coming to town. Lori Vallow Daybell now, for the first time ever in a courtroom as her own attorney. It's already begun, and you can already, if you watch this or listen to it, we've had the audio up for you on the podcast, and yeah, it's everything you expected to be and more. She was in court on Friday the 10th, asserting her right to represent herself in Arizona as she faces charges for the murder of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and the attempted murder of her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. During the hearing in Phoenix, Daybell, already serving life sentences in Idaho for the murders of her two youngest children and her fifth husband's first wife, you know, like you do, stood firm in her decision to self-represent. She clarified to the court that she wishes to be addressed as Lori Daybell.
Oh, excuse us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Mm-mm. So she's still all down and dirty with Chad, even though they can't really communicate, using her fifth husband's, Chad Daybell's, last name, which is interesting because he pretty much threw her under the bus. And yet...
Do you think they can't have conjugal visits with each other, can they?
No. They can't.
But they're married.
That doesn't matter.
But couldn't they have visits with outside people?
I don't know if they have that privilege or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think that's granted after a certain amount of time if you're a certain prisoner. I don't know that that's always a thing in every type of lockup.
I watch a lot of crime TV, so I thought it was. I get my stats.
Chad is going to mail her a vial of his semen, and she's going to become impregnated with another child.
Oh, see, that would not surprise me in the least.
And that'll be named Damien, and he'll be the next president of the United States in about 30, 40 years from now. It's quite possible. Although, let's hope maybe Lori's beyond her childbearing years for the sake of everyone.
Come on, menopause. Let's go.
Chad Daybell, her fifth husband, who's also in prison, sentenced to death in Idaho for his role in the murders. Prosecutors are preparing for the first trial focusing on Charles Vallow's murder, with jury selection scheduled for March 31st. Mark your calendars. The defense intends on a starting trial without delay. Daybell told the court prosecutors anticipate their case in chief will take several weeks, depending on how long Daybell, acting as her own attorney, takes to cross-examine witnesses. I can't fucking wait for this. Judge Justin Bursky acknowledges the complexity of scheduling, noting that a second trial date for the attempted murder of Boudreau will depend on the duration of the first trial. It's hard to set a second one without knowing how long the first one's going to take, he said. Daybell made her preference felt in court, hand filing two motions requesting additional discovery from prosecutors. One motion sought documents related to her extradition from Idaho to Arizona. Judge Bursky denied the motion, stating the materials were not relevant to the current charges. Strike one. It's like, you want what? I even watched. It's like, Miss Daybell, how do you think they're relevant? And she kind of like, she tries to bullshit him a little bit. I know that. Then why would we do this? Okay. We're not doing that, Miss Daybell.
I didn't get to that part yet in my law book.
Get
back to me in a week.
Like, let me... despite these setbacks, I don't know if they're even setbacks, they're just like, why the fuck does this even pertain? Daybell appeared resolute, her choice to represent herself, a rare and risky move in high-stakes criminal cases, especially when you're crazy, has drawn significant public attention. Legal analysts have highlighted the challenges she'll face, including navigating complex legal procedures and cross-examining witnesses. It's going to be a shit show, and I can't wait to watch for one.
Well, she's got so much emotional investment in this case. And that's the beauty of attorneys. They're not supposed to get attached to the case. They are outsiders. They have the legal expertise. They know where things are going to go. She is emotionally involved in this. She doesn't know how to do shit.
No, she doesn't.
And she, if somebody says something that triggers her,
that's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
Oh yeah. It's just, I mean, they might as well do pay-per-view, you know,
yeah.
Make some money off this and give it to the victims' families.
What? So what? The Daybell family?
Well, I was gonna, the ones that are still alive.
Yes. Yeah. Like, like the grandparents that are
yes.
out there.
Yeah. Yes.
Kay and Larry.
Yeah. Woodcock. I mean, if there's anybody left.
Larry and Kay Woodcock. I mean, they've gone through hell on this. No, there's nothing good that will come of any of this.
What is she watching, like Boston Legal in her cell thinking, I can do this?
Probably.
Jesus.
I would not be at all surprised. So there you go. We got that slight little preview of Lori Vallow being an attorney.
Tony,
yeah.
It's Lori Daybell. Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.